It was not a clash of armies, but a clash of wills. A contest to determine the true meaning of America.
President Obama was among the thousands of Americans commemorating the 50th anniversary of the confrontation on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, that became the scene of America's Bloody Sunday. BBC North America correspondent Ali Makbul retraced the steps of those activists 50 years ago by walking from Selma to Montgomery alongside some of the original marchers. Aleem, welcome.
Yes, hello, John.
So what was this like? What did you see, and how much of the 50-year-ago events echoed today?
Well, we were looking back at history, but we were looking at the issues of the day as well. And we started by speaking to one of those who was on the bridge that day, the youngest on the bridge that day, a lady called Cheyenne Webb Kreisberg.
Racism unleashed its brutality upon us. Tear gas had begun to burst in the air. People were being beaten down with billy clubs as if they weren't even human beings.
What does Cheyenne do today?
Well, she has spent a lot of her time writing a book about her experiences. She is very much involved in trying to take things forward. And that's a bit about what we were looking at, because in that very area, there are some extraordinary and actually, if I'm honest with you, quite depressing issues of the day. We spoke to the man who's in charge of schools, for example, there, the superintendent of schools in Selma, who says there is more segregation now than there was even 30 or 40 years ago. And that is because the situation down there is most of the white children of the area go to private schools, and almost all of the black children there go to public schools. And we spoke to one lady, an African-American lady called Tylisa Black, who tried to enroll her daughter into an, until then, all-white private school. And here's what happened.
We filled the application out. We paid the fees. And we got a letter a few weeks later saying she had been accepted and that there was going to be a parents' meeting. So we're like, great. And a few weeks later, we go to this meeting and there's like 500 people in this gym. And we're like, oh. And then a gentleman stood up and he yelled at the board and he said, you've ruined our heritage. You've allowed this to happen and now you've ruined our heritage.
Sounds like there's a truce between the races down there that keeps these people separated, and to violate that is still pretty emotional.
It does sound like that, but there is a lot of tension bubbling under. And of course, there are other issues aside from the segregation in schools issue, which for some people was the most serious one, because if you keep the races separate at that kind of age, it's much more difficult to get understanding later in life, of course. But there were, of course, issues that are being discussed down there about incarceration, about the criminal justice system. It's a debate that's happening across America, of course. And the rate of incarceration in Alabama is one of the highest in the country. And we heard people there, young black people there, saying they felt they were targeted. But on the other hand, we heard people in Selma say, you know, this is not, for example, Ferguson, because 80% of the police in Selma are black. So they feel there is progress being made. But it was about the issues, but it was also about the people we were meeting along the way. And I'm so glad that on the last night, with the family I was staying with, I went with them to their Bible class. And there was an old gentleman at the back of the class who was very quiet, but at the end he came up to me and we talked a little bit, and he brought it back to what it was all about in the first place. It was a man called Napoleon Mays.
We shall overcome someday. And we were marching, you know, holding hands, you know, we were locked arm in arm across Highway 80. And those songs that kept us going, you know. We should never forget people lost their lives so you can be able to vote. And every vote do count.
A hopeful message, but a somber feeling of you retracing those steps. I'm getting the impression, Aleem.
Yes, I mean, I'm talking personally. I was quite alarmed by some of the big issues that do remain. But you're right about that hopeful message. And that's why I say I was glad to have seen him at the end, because it does show, you know, in the face of huge adversity, when all does look lost, big things can obviously be achieved.
BBC North America correspondent Aleem Makbul retracing the steps of the marchers 50 years ago who marched from Selma to Montgomery. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, John.